Let the Spirit rustle our hearts and stir our lives, that we may come alive in Jesus. Amen. On that Friday night, my wife and I sat on our porch until dark. We had gone to the place, a restaurant a block away from our house, for a fish fry. In Buffalo, there's always a fish fry on Friday night somewhere. We'd gone to the place for a fish fry. And since the evening was so lovely, we made coffee and sat on our front porch while night brought the weekend to its threshold. Across one corner from us in our neighborhood was a large house in which several young people lived, I think students at Buffalo State College. As our porch became radiant in the corner streetlight, we could see two guys and one girl enjoying themselves, talking loudly and importantly about everything, drinking a couple of beers, and lounging about being young. They hung around the second floor porch of their house, laughing and partying our corner into the night. Directly across the street from us, a teenage drama unfolded. Three young women, about 13 or 14, had gathered on the front steps of the house. They kept jumping up and doing cartwheels and somersaults. They laughed and giggled and posed a little. Then I realized the reason for their behavior. Three boys scuzzing down the street on skateboards. The boys stopped for that familiar flap of skateboard hitting street and stood awkwardly talking to the girls, punching them in the arm, you know. All the kids knew each other. They all lived in the neighborhood, and this group flirt was so typical of 14-year-olds that I couldn't have predicted the next sequence of events. As the girls walked down the sidewalk and turned the corner, I heard one of the boys yell, "Remember, no backyards." And I realized they were playing hide-and-seek. Despite all the glitter and glitz of new toys and new technologies, on that summer evening, as the dusk silted through the great trees on our street and cushioned the yards below, a new generation of young teenagers was playing hide-and-seek, just like I did, just like you did, and I suspect just like every generation of human beings from the beginning. What is it about this game that children love? You go hide, I'll count to 100, then I'm coming to find you. You know the ground rules as well as I. Don't peek is rule number one. No backyards, apparently, is a neighborhood rule where I lived in Buffalo. And the final and most important rule, after a certain period of time, you have to come out of hiding, let us find you. This is holy play acting. By acting out the excitement and the terror of getting lost, we require somebody to find us. On Friday night, the group would disperse and run and hide. They'd go and look for the hidden players, and eventually everybody would wander back to the house steps across from us. It's fun to hide, but not forever. Traditionally, we call this day today Pentecost. The word means 50 in Greek, and it signals the end of Easter and allows us to tell the story of the outpouring of God's Spirit upon Jesus' disciples in Jerusalem. But perhaps we should call it the Feast of Hide and Seek. We hide and God seeks. Adam, remember the story? Adam hid from shame in the garden. And God called out, "Adam, where are you?" Moses erupted in fury and killed the Egyptian overseer and fled way away to the wilderness and hid until one day out of the fire came his name, "Moses, Moses, I found you." Jonah hid from God as far as he could go in the belly of a great fish. But God stirred things up, and Jonah landed on the shore, and he was found. For Jesus' friends, it was all too much, all this that had happened. Too distressing, too frightening. So they hid themselves, and they clung to each other, until a great wind blew them apart and sparked their tongues, and they were found. This is really the feast of holy hide and seek. In that spirit, we bring this morning Isabel Rose Sherry to be baptized. She is almost six. Her birthday is the 25th of May. They're going to have a party at school. So she's almost six, as young as she is. Maybe, have you already played hide and seek, Isabel? Yeah, she's already played it. But she'll play it again and again. We can't help it. I think it's the primal drama of salvation. Oh, we don't call it that. It's just a kid's game. It's just the excuse for teenage flirting and something to fill the early summer dusk. But God is a great seeker, or God is nothing at all. Our own most passionate quest for God carries us toward that great love which is so feverishly hurrying toward us. So as we wash these three small children, as we wash Isabel this morning with the water of baptism, listen for that voice that every hidden child in the summer evening longs to hear. Where are you? Ready or not, here I come. What a great relief it is to be sought by God, to know that a mighty searching wind blows through our neighborhood and uncovers all our hiding places. We don't really want to be lost. Especially the boys on Friday night, even though they spent much of the evening slouching, punching each other in the arm, doing daring tricks on their skateboards and lurching around the yard to show off for the girls. I heard them say to the girls when they returned to the steps, "You didn't look very hard. You didn't look very hard, or you'd have found me." So let me say to Isabel, way back there in the back row, Isabel, in the years to come, you will find yourself hiding. Sometimes it will seem like a game. You will hide because you want to be on your own. You will hide because you're ashamed of something. You will hide just because you're playing. You will hide from your friends, from your parents. You will even hide from God. But God will find you. Just as God has already found you here by the baptismal pool. And no matter where you hide, the breath of God will scour the neighborhood until you are found. That's probably what you want anyway. Amen.